Hello everyone. Today, we're going to dive into a really fundamental and super interesting topic in physics: work, energy, and power. Now, you might be thinking, why should I care about this? Well, understanding these concepts helps us understand everything that moves, from a tiny atom to a giant planet, and even how our own bodies work. It's all about how things get done and how much effort it takes. So, let's start with work. In physics, work isn't just about trying hard, it's very specific. Work is done when you apply a force to an object, and that object moves a certain distance in the direction of that force. Think about pushing a box across the floor. If you push it, and it moves, you've done work. If you push against a wall that doesn't budge, no work is done, no matter how tired you get. The formula for work is pretty neat: it's the force multiplied by the distance. But here's a little twist: it only counts the part of the force that's in the same direction as the movement. If you push a box with a rope at an angle, only the horizontal part of your pull actually makes the box move forward. Now, what if the force isn't constant? Imagine stretching a spring. The more you stretch it, the harder you have to pull. In those cases, we can't just multiply force by distance. Instead, we think about the area under a graph of force versus distance. It's like summing up all the tiny bits of work done over that changing force. Next up, we have power. If work is about how much gets done, power is about how quickly it gets done. Think of it as the rate of doing work. If two people lift the same heavy box to the same height, but one person does it in 10 seconds and the other in 30 seconds, the first person has more power. The formula is simple: power is work divided by time. The standard unit for power is the watt, which is a joule of work done every second. You might have heard of horsepower too, which is just another way to measure power, often used for engines. One horsepower is about 746 watts. Pretty cool, right? And then there's energy. Energy is the capacity to do work. It's the oomph that allows things to happen. We measure energy in joules, just like work. There are different kinds of energy, but a big one we talk about is mechanical energy. This is the energy related to an object's motion and its position. It's made up of two parts: kinetic energy and potential energy. Kinetic energy is the energy of motion. The faster an object moves, and the more massive it is, the more kinetic energy it has. Think about a speeding car. It has a lot of kinetic energy. The formula for kinetic energy is half of the mass times the velocity squared. Potential energy, on the other hand, is stored energy. It's energy an object has because of its position or its state. For example, a book held up high has gravitational potential energy because of its height. If you let it go, that potential energy turns into kinetic energy as it falls. The formula for gravitational potential energy is mass times gravity times height. Another example is a stretched rubber band. It has stored potential energy that can do work when released. Now, here's a really important principle: the principle of conservation of energy. This is a big one. It tells us that energy can't be created or destroyed, only changed from one form to another. In a perfectly isolated system, the total amount of energy always stays the same. Think about a roller coaster. As it goes up, it gains potential energy, and as it goes down, it converts that potential energy into kinetic energy. The total mechanical energy, the sum of potential and kinetic, stays constant, ignoring friction for a moment. We also talk about different types of forces. Conservative forces are those where the work done doesn't depend on the path taken. Gravity is a good example. Non-conservative forces, like friction, do depend on the path. If you slide a box across a rough floor, the distance you push it matters.